Care.com.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Halftime brought to you by Aperion Care, the former Waldron Health and Rehab. Learn more online, AperionCare.com. We have a good one, 27-25. Jacksonville ranked number 8th in the 1A poll with a 2-point lead over the 11th ranked Waldron Lady Mohawks. Individual scoring first for Jacksonville. Both teams very balanced as six players have scored on each side. Leading the way, Mariah Day with 9 points, six from Anna Hubbard. 3-point field goals for both Katie Kuhn and Annabelle Williams. 4 for Paige Ledford and 2 by Regan Carroll. Jacksonville has made both free throw attempts in the first half. For Waldron, Hannah Sullivan has 7. 4 points each, Morgan Wood, Lauren Thomas, and Bella Larrison. Also 4 points off the bench late by Nicole Garner, and a bucket for 2 for Victoria Shaw. Waldron, 2 of 6 at the free throw line. It was 11-2 early. Waldron pulled to within 15-10 at the end of one, and now Jacksonville 27-25 at halftime.
Shooting numbers for both teams are about even. Jacksonville 10 of 26 from the field, 38% in that first half, 3 of 12 behind the arc for 25%. The big number in that first half for the Eagles, 18 rebounds, 10 of those 18 coming on the offensive end, 5 assists and 9 turnovers in that first half for Jacksonville. Waldron, 39% from the field on 11 of 28. 1 of 4 behind the arc. Sullivan with that lone three-pointer, 25% for the team in the half. 10 rebounds, 5 offensive, 7 assists to only 2 turnovers. Good numbers there for Waldron. A couple of individual leaders in the rebounding column. Their size gives it away. Paige Ledford and Anna Hubbard leading the way. Paige with 5, Hubbard with 6. Each player with 3 offensive rebounds in that first half. In the assist column, Mariah Day with 2 leads the way for Jacksonville. Waldron, rebounding numbers not as high. Several players with a rebound. Abby Adams with 2, both of hers coming on the offensive end late in the first quarter. Lauren Thomas leads the way with 3. She's got 2 offensive rebounds. Victoria Shaw with 2. And in the assist column, Victoria Shaw with 4 to lead the way tonight for Waldron.
Halftime from Jacksonville. Host Eagles up 2 at the break. You're listening to high school basketball being brought to you by Fisher Seeds. Grow, nourish, and thrive. And Chad Williams, photography and design. Learn more online, CW Photo Design.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Basketball brought to you by Beck Seed Dealer Dennis Hartman, your local Beck Seed supplier. We have the 11th ranked team. We have the 8th ranked team. And the 7th ranked team in 1A figures in the triangle. A very busy week for these teams against each other, including a key game between Morristown and Waldron coming up.
Yeah, very big game Friday night. Conference championship, conference standings very much in play with that game Friday night at Morristown. A girls-boys doubleheader on military night. And if you're Waldron, you've already got 2 conference wins. If they could pick up a third, they're sitting in very good position in that Mid-Hoosier Conference race.
Other action in girls play tonight. Southwestern on the road to play a 2-win Knightstown team. Number 3, 2A Triton Central at 8-1 takes on a 5-win 4A Whiteland team. New Pal at 8-1, 2-0, and some of the best hosting Anderson. Mount Vernon had a little bit of a lull. Julie Shelton comes back, and here they are, 8-1, and just about ready to move into the top 10.
Yeah, Julie Shelton comes back, which is huge. And anytime you can bring a great coach back, give her a couple years, she'll build that program back up, and it looks like she's well on her way.
You would love to see more ball pressure by Waldron opening the second half.
Yeah, I really would. this band is very loud. It's hard for me to hear you. But outside of Day, I really don't see a lot of good ball handlers for Jackson Dell. So I'd like to see Waldron really get up and pressure these ball handlers. They've already turned it over 9 times in this game.
Jackson Dell opens third period with the basketball and looking at a left corner three that is off the mark. Rebounded away by Waldron. A tying effort from the baseline, but jumper is short by Morgan Wood. Rebounded defensively by Jackson Dell, and Ledford on the push up into the front court. Dropping it down. Hubbard rejected by Sullivan on the help side. Sullivan the rebound. She'll push it front court. Wood, Adams, top of the key, Sullivan. Leaves it over for Thomas. Pump fake, dribbles under the rim. And a call from the side, 3-second call.
Sullivan had an opportunity a couple of passes before the 3 seconds was called. She was at the free throw line, nobody on her. I'd like to see her rise up and at least get a good shot off there. She had the room.
After the band finished, it's like a library in here.
I know.
It's either I can't hear anything or it's literally gotten that much quieter.
Well, and the band has been playing right up until the last possible second until the referee hands the girl the ball. So good band, just a little loud for our liking.
Ledford catch on the right block, and the lefty lays it up and in. Another one of those. You got a 6-footer, so just throw the ball up high.
Which is why more ball pressure is not going to allow these girls to have a clean look to get her the ball.
29-25, Jackson Dell. Thomas, left wing, Wood. Open is Sullivan, left corner. A three, rims out long. Offensive rebound, Shaw puts it up. Blocked away by Hubbard. Rebounded by Kuhn. Kuhn with a pass that I don't think it was intended for anyone. Just happened to be picked up by Jackson Dell. Day a three, no. Rebound, Ledford able to run it down toward the corner. Ledford has it now. She'll try a three. High off the rim, no. Sullivan the rebound and fouled on the catch by Williams.
Back to the possession before. Shaw did a good job of blocking her personnel and getting the rebound, but then she tries to take it up against two girls that are taller than her. Bring that back out, set it up, and you've done a good job of getting the rebound. Don't make a mistake by trying to force the shot.
That foul on Williams, her second. Waldron basketball against the zone. Holding high to the left is Sullivan. Adams in the corner. In the post area, triple team for a moment is Shaw. Handing to Sullivan. Toward the right corner, Wood. A three is going to rim out a little bit short. Rebound, Williams. Long look ahead to Kuhn. Wild layup, left short. Good defense as Thomas got underneath and made that shot very difficult. And Shaw with the rebound. And then Shaw throws it away, going the other end. Just a little too much oomph and height on that pass intended for Adams.
Garner had the hot hand at the end of the first half. I'd see if she still has that hot hand. Maybe get her in the game, see how she's shooting the ball here in the second.
4-point lead, Jackson Dell, 5:20 to go in the third. Into the post to Ledford. Tried to throw it back out in front of the basket to Hubbard, and right there on the steal is Wood. Wood will push it. Bouncing under the rim and dribbled out by Thomas, who gives it up, gets it back, and misses a perimeter jump shot. Rebound, the freshman guard, Williams. Spin move up into the front court. And you mentioned looking at the bench, it'll be Bella Larrison who's at the scorer's bench right now.
Well, she was 2-for-2 as well.
Pass for Day, double-teamed at the elbow, but splits the defenders, blocked on the way up by Shaw. Rebound snatched out of the air by Sullivan. Into the front court, it's Thomas. Wood, a transition three, swish. Morgan Wood's first three of the night. She has 7. 29-28, Jackson Dell. Williams throws it to the bleachers. Day was trying to get some separation from Thomas, never really got it. I think Williams was bothered by the defense against Day and just mistimed and aired the throw toward the bleachers. And a timeout now will be taken by Jackson Dell with 4:24 left in the third. On the Appearing Care scoreboard, 29-28, Jackson Dell. You're listening to high school basketball Giant FM Sports.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, I know they'll take care of me. It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, Giant FM sports coverage of Waldron and Jack Sandell being brought to you by Beck Seed dealer Dennis Hartman, your local Beck Seed supplier. I don't think we're shocked by a lot of what we're seeing here tonight, but it is bringing into play the thought that the 1A sectional that is at Waldron again this year has a big question mark on who is going to be playing in the regional when that week is over.
Yeah, absolutely. Should be a very competitive field. We'll give Jackson Dell the benefit of the doubt. They'll have a lot more games under their belt. Mm-hmm. They do have the size. They have the best player in the field and the most experience as far as winning goes. But right now, the field looks very balanced. But still, at that point, I would still call Jackson Dell the favorite, regardless of what happens tonight.
Two officials with a quick conversation with Coach Thomas, and they were all thumbs up and shaking their heads, so there was some agreement on whatever the conversation was. And now back into play with Waldron, down a point, and facing the 2-3 zone. Lob high post for Shaw. Double teamed by the guards out front. Falls down, but gets it shoveled over to Wood. Wood for Thomas, perimeter right. 4:05 to go, third period. Waldron with a field goal could take the lead this trip. Here's Thomas, handing off for Bella Larrison. Larrison on the lefty dribble, top of the key, no place to go. Swings it over now for Thomas. High post catch to Adams. Back to Thomas. Open look three, and it fell way short. Rebounded under the rim by Ledford. And now Williams on the push front court.
No attacking that zone there, just passing around the perimeter. A lazy offensive possession by Waldron.
Better one-on-one defense, though, as Wood got right up into the grill there with Williams. She had lost her dribble and got airborne and was called for traveling.
Yeah, number 12 now in the turnover column for the Eagles.
Again, averaging better than 19 per game, uncharacteristic of the teams over the years. Sullivan dribbling. Penetrating, and a whistle and a push as Sullivan hit the floor.
Sullivan's really been the only girl to attack the top of that zone. It's open. She's been able to do a good job of getting into the middle and either finishing or kicking it out. She gets a foul called there. Waldron needs to complete this possession with points. Get the lead.
Williams will check out. Tunney and Kuhn are the guards out there right now for Jack Sandell.
Good pass by Voorhees across the floor, but used the bounce pass. Any other pass gets intercepted there.
Into the corner, Wood dribbling, beats a defender, a runner, no good. Rebound under the basket by Larrison, brings it outside. Shaw tried to force up a jumper, and she did get it free, got it to go, and a foul. I didn't think that ball was going to get to the rim.
Well, Bella Larrison has done just about everything you could have expected her to do tonight. 2 for 2 from the field, an offensive rebound, and now with 2 assists. So freshmen have contributed and contributed big time tonight for Waldron.
Victoria Shaw at the line, not able to complete a three-point play. They'll scrap for the rebound. It results in a held ball, and Waldron has the arrow.
Adams and Larrison in on that one, just getting enough of the ball to cause that jump.
Mohawks up a point and inbounding baseline. 2-3 zone by Jack Sandell. The throw out front for Shaw. Sullivan. Open is Adams. Catch, look, no shot. Now Sullivan up top. Wood on the right wing. In traffic is Shaw. To the corner, Wood. A three, missed everything, but I think Ledford, yes, Ledford hit it and knocked it into the corner and out of bounds.
I like that three all night long, though, by Wood. She was open. She's showing that she can hit that shot. I'd let her shoot that all night.
Inbounding sideline. Getting it on the perimeter is Sullivan. Dangerous skip pass, nearly picked off. Shot is attempted by Larrison. Blocked on the way up, never did find iron. Jacksonville the other way. Day. Into the corner, a lob intended for Hubbard, and off her hands, recovered baseline by Sullivan. Shaw, the push for Waldron, drops it off for Adams. Adams, now to Wood. Waldron 30, Jacksonville 29, 2:17 left to play in the third. High post catch, Shaw. Sullivan, bad miss on a three. Adams, a rebound. Finds Wood, mid-range, good for two. Morgan Wood with nine in the game and now 918 for the career. 32-29, Mohawks a three-point lead. Tipped, passes knocked into the air. Stolen, driving the other way is Wood. Bouncing it off, Larrison the finish.
Good decision by Wood. She didn't have an angle. Larrison ran the lane on the right side, and Wood delivered a perfect bounce pass to the freshman who laid it in.
Timeout, Jacksonville with 1:41 left to go in the third, and there's really not a lot of doubt to it. Waldron has had some of its better success. It may not have been a fast break, but when they've been able to be, I guess, in attack mode and doing something with some aggression.
Well, I think they have the better athletes on the floor, and so anytime you have size, which Jacksonville does, it's obviously best in a slow half-court game, and that's what it's been most of the night. Waldron here lately has been able to get it out and use their athleticism, and we've seen them be successful here with a nice little run to push the lead to five.
Jacksonville, the timeout, and now the Eagles will inbound sideline front court right in front of their own bench.
If I'm Jacksonville, I'm running a lot of stuff through Mariah Day.
Jaylee Ryder, the freshman guard, in, and she makes a pass that nearly turned into a layup the other way. Wood with a tip, but it goes cross-court out of bounds. And Day will throw it in again, this time from the backcourt. Williams dribbling out front. Hubbard, high post catch, turns, jumper no good. Rebound knocked loose, picked up by Shaw. Here come the Mohawks up five. Quick look up court, sideline with Wood. And now into the half-court set. Holding out front is Sullivan. Now Larrison. And Sullivan near the center circle, left unguarded
like
in the 2-3.
She's just going to hold it here. Coach Thomas told her just to be patient, see what they do.
And Jacksonville looks as like they will at least offer some defense on the perimeter. And now looking to trap. High post Shaw. Wood sideline. Sullivan. Pass deflected, recovered by Larrison. Quick guards for Jacksonville when they attack defensively. On the dribble with the right hand, Lexi Voorhees in the game and brings it up to Sullivan, who has been bumped, knocked down, and fouled by Williams.
Good job by Waldron to handle that Jacksonville pressure, which came at him pretty fast there. Larrison, Sullivan, everybody did a good job of keeping their cool and not turning it over.
Hubbard will leave, replaced by Ledford. Larrison out of the game and Thomas back in with 36 seconds. Wood inbounding. Sullivan on the left hand gives it out front to Thomas. Wood holding on the sideline, attacks the baseline under the basket, out front Sullivan, and now centered with Thomas. Third quarter clock at 19. Thomas holding. Sullivan. Thomas again. Clock down to 12. And now Sullivan sees an opening. Couple of dribbles. Into the corner. Morgan Wood for three. A dagger at the end of the period. Jacksonville with Day from midcourt at the buzzer. Off the glass and rim. And we go to the fourth. Number 11 leads number 8 by 8. With 8 minutes on the clock, 37-29 Waldron. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM
Join
Sports.
Join Imperial Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Imperial Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour-a-day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at aperioncare.com.
Local radio is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball brought to you by Fisher Seeds. Grow, nourish, thrive. Waldron with a 12-2 third period. Leading Jacksonville 37-29 as we go to the fourth. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, the rematch of last year's sectional championship game. Waldron with a near steal as Sullivan tried to knock a ball loose, recovered into the paint. Ledford a jumper off the mark. Loose ball rebound rolls into the corner. Tracked down there by Voorhees, and here comes Waldron looking for a double-digit lead with a basket this trip. 2-3 zone, Jacksonville. Out front, holding is Sullivan. And the defense is going to have to step out and at least apply some pressure as Thomas weaves her way through on the dribble. 7-12 to play. Sullivan cross court to Wood, who hit a pair of threes in the third period. Dribbles baseline, finds Shaw. Thomas cross court, Sullivan in the paint. Shaw, got to watch the 3-second count. Shot up, blocked, but a foul.
Hubbard knew she got her, tried for the block, but Shaw did a nice job of getting that shot up high and drawing the contact, flashing open in the lane. Good pass in by Sullivan, sorry.
The foul on Hubbard, her first. And Shaw at the line, 0-for-1 this evening. And gets the bounce off the rim for a point. Substitution, Williams out, Ledford out. Regan Carroll in, and Ryder, the 5'6 freshman guard, in. Shaw with another. And the free throw around and out. We have a whistle and a lane violation waving off the shot. So 1-of-2. Another rough night free throw shooting. 3-of-9 for the Mohawks in this game, but they lead by 9. High post catch, Day. Her pass knocked down by Sullivan. Stolen, and Day committed a foul.
And a little smile by Hannah Sullivan. Not today, just to herself. Kind of like, I got that one.
The second on Day, the sixth on the team, and the Mohawks are potentially going to be taking a lot of free throws in this period. Into the front court, Waldron. Again, up by 9 on the road. Sullivan driving. For Shaw, outside Voorhees. Up top between the circles, Thomas. Thomas gets by Ryder, finds an open Wood. Left wing, yes!
Well, that's about 3 times here late that Waldron's done a nice job of getting into that zone and getting Wood, who's done a nice job of spotting up and a wide open 3, and she's knocked him down.
And now a pass too high in the corner. Carroll can't make the catch and turned over by Jacksonville.
It's a new day, John.
It could happen again, a meeting between these two. Morristown certainly in the mix. That 1A sectional going to be something else coming up down the road. Still 6 minutes plus to play here. Voorhees passing the high post, deflected and stolen away. Kuhn got a hand on it. Williams for Day, who has been very, very quiet. Jump shot of the corner, no. Offensive rebound put back, missed. Another offensive rebound, Ledford, and Sullivan ripped the ball free, but she got a good piece of Ledford as well and called for the foul. Sullivan had 2 fouls fairly early in this game. As a matter of fact, exited to avoid a third in the first half, but that is just now her third in this game. And the first foul on Waldron in the half. And there's number 2. Entry pass gets it to Ledford, fouled on the shot off the right block. And that went on Adams, her third. At the line, Paige Ledford. 6.7 points, 10 rebounds a contest. Jacksonville, only a 58% free throw shooting team. Ledford's among the best at 75%. First is good. 7 points in the game for Ledford. Make it eight as she converts both. 41-31, the Waldron lead, 5:44 to play in regulation. Sullivan to front court.
Waldron's going to have to now take care of the ball. Jacksonville comes out in a little bit more of a intense defense here.
1-3-1 with Day on the point. And Day, an active 5 feet 11 inches. Sullivan getting between defenders, forced up a wild shot in traffic, hit the backboard, ends up in a scramble on the floor. And the possession arrow will keep it with Waldron. A lot of offense, defense changes right now for Jacksonville. Williams, the point guard, back in, replacing Tunney. Inbounding baseline, Thomas. Running out of time, lobs for Shaw. Left side, Sullivan avoids the trap. Bounce pass, tough catch for Wood, but made it near midcourt. Here is Thomas, cross court, Sullivan. And dribbles away from the pressure. Some keep away here by Waldron as the clock will go under 5 minutes right now. With it is Shaw. Thomas on the wing. Wood toward the post area for Adams. Back to Wood from the right corner for three. Woo-hoo! Morgan Wood with four trays in the second half and really in the last several minutes. 44-31, Waldron's biggest lead is 13. Here is Ledford giving it up, getting it back at the free throw line, putting it on the floor, banging her way down low, forcing up a shot, and being called for traveling. Substitution. Day will leave the contest and be replaced by Shea Voles.
Well, I thought that it was going to take one of Waldron's three top scorers to really play above her average. I think Morgan Wood's done that tonight. Definitely stepping her game up.
Sullivan, Thomas. Underneath is Adams. Quick look from Thomas, not able to convert. Rebound, Ledford. 4:08 to go. Day had something wrong, I think, with a fingernail. Got herself out, got whatever it was taken care of, and she is back at the scorer's bench. Here's Ledford from the free throw line. Triple teamed and knocked away by Wood from behind. Wood will now push the issue, going the other way to the rim. Blocked. Out of bounds. No foul call. Ball will stay with Waldron. Day re-enters. Ledford will leave. And Voles comes out, replaced by 5'10 junior Regan Carroll. Thomas inbounding. Adams, baseline catch. Outside for Wood. And Wood going to be called for traveling.
Only the fifth turnover, though, tonight for Waldron.
Wood with four first-half points, 14 in the second half. 13-point lead Waldron with time running out, and Jacksonville now with another turnover, this one unforced into the corner.
Number 19.
Right at the average. Right at the average. 3:33 to play, and here comes Day on the point of a trapping defense to midcourt. Long pass up the right sideline for Wood. Back now for Thomas. Holding out front is Sullivan. Sullivan to Thomas. Right wing is Wood. Now Thomas with it. Thomas in trouble, the double team keeping her dribbling and spinning, looking for somewhere to go, and a timeout comes from the Waldron bench with 3:14.
Well, Waldron knows now that Jacksonville is going to come out of this timeout and give it everything they've got defensively. They've got one more opportunity here to make a run. If Waldron can just maintain possession, get good shots, not turn it over and give easy runouts to Jacksonville, they're in great shape here. But the next couple of minutes here, they've got to not turn it over. Jacksonville will come out of this timeout with heavy pressure.
It's not that Waldron has put on some great scoring spree, but a 19-4 second half.
Yeah. Well, defensively they've been better. Waldron's made shots. They've attacked the zone perfectly. They've gotten into the middle. They've kicked it out. Wood's done a nice job of setting her feet and being ready for the ball. And defensively, they've gotten some breaks just with Jacksonville not making the right play call or not making the right play and turning the ball over.
Mohawk ball inbounded sideline. Tough lob pass. Sullivan saves it before she falls across the midcourt line, but threw it back into the hands of Williams, whose transition layup is missed. But the follow and the rebound putback by Hubbard is good for two.
Well, that's what I was talking about. Easy run out, quick point opportunities. Waldron can't give up those here, or Jacksonville will get right back in the game.
Thomas trapped. Ball knocked loose. Recovered it in the backcourt. Gets away from the trap and finds Sullivan. Sullivan in the corner for Adams. Sends Sullivan, look out, trips and falls down. It'll be the seventh team foul on Jackson Dell. And here go the Mohawks at the line, where yet again free throw shooting is and always has been a concern. Of the five on the floor, Wood at 54%, Shaw at 50, Adams at 67, Sullivan 62, and Sullivan the one at the line who misses the first and then nearly got her own rebound. It's on the floor, Hubbard with it, knocked loose by Sullivan and recovered now by Jackson Dell. And the Eagles are going to have to press the issue, and they do with Day. There's a foul. Are they going to count this bucket?
No.
They're discussing it. No shot, block underneath, and Scott Smith wanted that field goal. Stops the clock with 2:27, and with only the fourth team foul, no free throws are involved either.
I think it's the right call. Good play by Day, but I think the right call.
Inbounding Jackson Dell off the baseline. A lob in the high post, a little bit too high, but Carroll ends up turning around and having it tip back to her. On the perimeter, it's Williams. Williams, cross court. Day from three, an open look. In, out, offensive rebound, Hubbard. She misses, but she's fouled.
That's two girls with double-figure rebounds, 44 and 32, Ledford and Hubbard.
And Abby Adams with foul number four. Hubbard, free throw, short. Hubbard on the season, just 40%.
Kind of built like Uta Shackelford, remember, the Southwestern
certainly.
Player, built about the same. Not quite the player Shackelford was this point in her career, but promising future.
Second free throw is good. And Jackson Dell with Day as the full court pressure. The only full court pressure that Waldron beats into the half court. 44-34, Waldron by 10, 2 minutes left in this game. High post catch, Shaw. Sullivan, cross court, Thomas.
Get in the corner.
Now Sullivan, wide open in the corner is Wood. Shaw, over to Thomas. Baseline, Adams, and not much dribbling. Passing by Waldron, and they've run about 20 seconds off the clock. And now Scott Smith may be calling for a foul here before too much longer. Shaw
might.
Underneath, layup, Wood, yes. And Shaw found it on the assist.
Perfect execution, and they might have to start fouling if they indeed want to, if they even have time, because they're a ways from the bonus.
Three in the corner, missed. Rebound saved for a moment in the corner, but loose. Picked up by Shaw. It's a two-on-one with Day, the defender, trailing, and Shaw on the bounce to Wood for the lay-in.
Shaw has made every right decision on the break tonight. She didn't have the angle there. Wood ran the left lane this time. And a good pass by Shaw leads to a Waldron layup.
Jackson Dell with changes, including Williams and Ryder and Ledford checking into the ball game from the bench. But 1:05 to go, and Waldron is up 14 and has given up 7 second-half points. Into the post, Ledford in front of the basket, turnaround good. Timeout, Jackson Dell.
Well, they had Hubbard wide open on the out-of-bounds play, missed her, and then Williams did a nice job of getting it to Ledford, who made a nice lefty little hook shot there in the lane. Ledford, not bad going to her left. Well, she's left-handed, so.
I asked Coach Thomas, it's the first week of December. It's not a conference game. Obviously, if you play again, there's going to be a lot more on the line. I said, so truthfully, what significance does this game have? And he said, you know, I guess really nothing, but you're not going to tell me they're not going to get on the bus tonight and think, who else can we beat now?
Right. Psychologically, it's a huge night for the program. I mentioned earlier they're 12-6 since midway through last season. This is a next step for this program, a big win psychologically. It shows all the hard work has paid off. It's paying off. There's still a lot to do, but it lets them know that the hard work, it's paying off. We're seeing results on the floor, and tonight is a big night for this Waldron program.
Foul by Jack Sindel stops the clock with 52.5 to play. And a fifth foul on Williams, who will exit. Williams, a three-pointer, accounting for her scoring tonight.
Another thing it shows us is that there's talent coming up for Waldron. They'll graduate a lot, but Garner and Larrison have both showed that they can step into this environment against a team like Jacksonville and not be rattled at all.
They combined for 10 in this game.
And Garner's were huge in that second quarter to pull Waldron back to within two at the half. I thought those two were big shots.
One of two free throws for Sullivan, 49-36. Jump shot missed by Jacksonville. Loose ball rebound. They'll scrap for it. And the held ball, possession arrow, again favors Waldron.
And Waldron's been on the floor more than Jacksonville tonight. Sullivan leading the way. They've scrapped. They've got most of the 50-50 balls and tied up Jacksonville a lot tonight.
Shaw with a baseball pass against the pressure, but had it picked off. Here is Day outside with Ryder. Kuhn, a baseline runner that rolls off, missed. Rebound Sullivan. And the Mohawks, if Jacksonville allows, can run out the clock on an impressive road victory. The Waldron crowd, and they traveled well tonight, on their feet. Dribbling out the clock, Wood, a toss for Sullivan. Jacksonville not looking to foul. Sullivan down to Adams, and the final seconds will run out. The Waldron Lady Mohawks may have been looking for what you would call a signature victory. This may be it. On the road against potential sectional foe Jacksonville, the Mohawks a 49-36 victory. Coming up, our Aperian Care postgame on Giant FM Sports.
Join Aperian Care Waldron in cheering on the Lady Mohawks. Formerly known as Waldron Health and Rehab Center, Aperian Care Waldron is the premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care, providing 24-hour a day skilled nursing care in a warm and inviting environment. We are the ideal place for you or your loved one to receive the care they need. For more information, visit our website at aperiancare.com. Photos help to resurrect memories of a moment in time that cannot be recreated. The big game, family gathering, senior photos, and Chad Williams Photography and Design can help you preserve all of those special times in your life that you hold dear. Services include senior and family photography, sports, special events, and more, and packages can be tailored to meet your needs. Contact Chad today, 317-512-0589, or online at cwphotodesign.com, and preserve your memories your way. After all, they're your memories, right?
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Appearing Care post-game report on Giant FM Sports. The former Waldron Health and Rehab and premier destination for quality short-term rehab and long-term care. Our final tonight from Jacksonville. Waldron, the road win, 49-36. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. We're joined by Mohawks head coach Anthony Thomas. And I asked you in the pregame, I said, it's not a conference game. It's still first week of December, and obviously if you two should happen to play again in the sectional week, there'll be a lot more on the line. So we're trying to figure out what significance does it hold this game. What answer for you, do you have for me now with a victory in hand?
I think going forward it gives my kids confidence. Yeah. I also think that it's, I don't know exactly, but it's probably been a long, long time since the Lady Mohawk basketball's come in here and won of any type of game.
I don't know the road, but I know nine losses in a row overall.
Yeah, and you know, Scott's a great coach storied program. You know what? It's pretty significant. I didn't think so coming in, but after it's done, I think so. And I told my kids, I said, you know what? Go enjoy this. It's been a long time. And then we'll get right back to work for Morristown.
My answer, and I thought it really gives the girls confidence to tell them all the hard work, it's starting to pay off. There's more to do. You've got a lot of goals left to accomplish this year, but this was a game kind of like, okay, we're working hard and it's paying off on the court.
Absolutely. I mean, when I took over, we were the bottom of the bottom. I mean, we've been climbing the ladder a little at a time, and it starts with being disciplined, being smart, and buying in together. And you know, it's just it's coming around. You know, one day I'm gonna be sad that I don't have this group anymore, because of really what they've done to get to where they are. But I mean, it's early in the season. We have other goals, and we're not going to give this victory back, I assure you.
What was your message at halftime? Garner comes in, knocks down two big shots to pull you closer. What was the message at halftime?
Yeah, well, we made an adjustment defensively that we really couldn't make while the game was going on a little bit, and wanted to, you know, they get out on a 7-0. I get a T. You can't start much worse. And then the rest of the half, what was it, 25-20 at half?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we outscore them, what? Would that be 25-18?
It was 27-25.
Yeah, you're within two at half.
So we pulled it all the way back together, and then we felt with our adjustments at halftime that we'd be able to take the lead in the third quarter, and we did. If you could go in our locker room, you would completely understand. I mean, they're all just sitting there paying attention. We make an adjustment. Do you understand what we're talking about? Absolutely. This is what I see. And you just come back out and you lace them up again. We couldn't have started any worse, though.
Day has 9 first half points, so at least on the way to more or less her scoring average. She doesn't score again, and Jack Sandell scores 9 in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, Day was our focus from the beginning, but what happened was is we lost her right at the beginning of the game, mm-hmm. which is a no-no, and then we didn't change what we did against her in the second half, but we did change how we were rotating, how we were playing. And if she happened to be in your area, there's some things I can't tell you on the radio because we'll see each other again. However, a true test of my kids, they miss some shots too. Listen, it's not like we're defensive juggernauts. Mm-hmm. They miss some looks. But we made it harder for them. We didn't want them to run out on us tonight. We didn't want them. There's a lot of things. We played our defensive game plan to a T until he adjusted. Then we had to adjust.
Another thing this game shows you, maybe you already knew it. We didn't know it. You've got some talent coming up. Larrison and Garner, their shots, their made field goals tonight were huge.
10 points combined.
Yeah, for both of those freshmen, I'm very proud, especially Nicole tonight. She'd been struggling internally a little bit, and I went with her because she could shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like she had a great JV quarter tonight, and I told her that. And I put her in, and she hit one, and I'm like, go back to her, you know, and she drilled another one. Those types of things with Bella and Nicole is going to really, really, really pay off later on down the road when it counts.
And with all of those things, life is still so much easier when Morgan Wood starts making a three or two.
It is. She had been struggling a little bit, but we're going to stick with her. I mean, what do they call that? Your ride or die?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, you're a senior. You do a lot of things for us. If you miss 20, that's fine. Just hit the one that counts. And tonight, we kind of did that. We stalled it out a little bit more than I wanted to. I still wanted to attack the basket, but it got to a certain point where I mean, I'm not going to fib. There's no reason.
Nope.
You know, just play good defense, get a good look, and there's some things on film that we will clean up from tonight, especially the end of the game. But I don't know. It's going to be a nice bus ride home, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Big conference game Friday night. Talk a little bit about Morristown.
They like to pressure the ball. Well coached. Conference road game. It's going to be tough. We know it's going to be tough. We won't have a hangover from this game, I'll assure you. We'll get right to work on Morristown tomorrow. We'll install our game plan tomorrow, and we'll work on it tomorrow. We will work on it Thursday, and we'll show up on Friday. And you know what? I'm proud of both schools, to be totally honest with you. I mean, both teams are ranked in Class A. Two old junior high ball coaches leading two teams. I mean, seriously, it's kind of a neat story. And they're our sister school, and I'm proud of them. I think the conference championship goes through them. And I guess we'll see what we're made of Friday.
have fun tonight.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's no doubt we're going to enjoy this one for a while.
Proud of you guys.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you coming down.
Anthony Thomas with us on the post game. A quick timeout, some of the post game numbers, and a player of the game still to be named. You're listening to High School Basketball, Giant FM Sports.
Have you shop for a used vehicle? You want to make sure it's a quality used vehicle. That's why it's important to buy from a dealer that offers certified pre-owned vehicles. Acra Automotive is your local certified pre-owned vehicle dealer. Acra Automotive has served Shelby County for over 20 years with quality pre-owned vehicles, and now they're certified. Visit today to find out why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to buy from Acra Automotive, 1200 East State Road 44, Shelbyville.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. High school basketball being brought to you by Beck Seed dealer Dennis Hartman, your local Beck Seed supplier, and Chad Williams Photography and Design, CWPhotoDesign.com. Keep those memories alive forever. Waldron winning on the road tonight, 49-36 the final. Individual scoring for the victorious Waldron Mohawks, led tonight by Morgan Wood. 22 points, 18 would come in the second half, including 4 3-pointers.
Yeah, she did a really good job of finding the open spots. Typically it was in the corners, getting her feet set, and her teammates did a great job of penetrating the zone and giving her good passes that she could catch and shoot, and she knocked them down tonight.
8 points provided by Hannah Sullivan, 6 in the game from Bella Larrison, 4 each by Lauren Thomas and Nicole Garner, and 5 tonight by Victoria Shaw. Waldron, 4 of 11, though, free throw shooting here this evening. For Jackson Dell, one player in double figures. That was Paige Ledford with 10. Mariah Day comes in, averaging 20.5 per game. She scores 7 in the first period, 2 free throws in the second, and nothing the rest of the way.
Yeah, Jackson Dell's not going to win many games against teams like Waldron if she doesn't have a big night, and tonight she didn't, and the other girls just didn't have enough to put them over the top against Waldron.
9 points in the post by Anna Hubbard, 3 apiece from Annabelle Williams and Katie Kuhn, and a basket for 2 off the bench from Regan Carroll. Jackson Dell shot well at the line but did not shoot many. They were 7 of 8. On the evening, it was an 11-2 start by Jackson Dell, 7-0 within that, but it was 15-10 at the end of one, 27-25 Jackson Dell at halftime. A 12-2 third quarter put Waldron out in front with a lead that it would not relinquish, 37-29 after 3, and our final again tonight, 49-36. Waldron with the win. The Mohawks are now 7-2 on the season, and they will match up with Morristown coming up on Friday night in that girls-boys doubleheader at Morristown. For Jackson Dell, coming off this game with Waldron, they will match up with Morristown coming up on Saturday. So an interesting set of games over about 72 to 96 hours to get a preview of that upcoming sectional.
Yeah, we'll get to see that field kind of separate itself out here in the next few days. Shooting numbers in the second half really tell the story. 3 of 18 from the field for Jackson Dell in the second half. That's third and fourth quarters combined, 17%. 0 of 8 from behind the arc. They still led in rebounding, 15 to 11. 6 of those 15 were on the offensive end. 2 assists, but 10 second-half turnovers for the Eagles. For Waldron, second half, 9 of 21, 43%. 4 three-pointers made, all by Morgan Wood. 9 attempts, 44% in the second half from the three-point line. 11 rebounds, 3 offensive, 8 assists to 4 turnovers for Waldron. Total game numbers, first for Jackson Dell, 13 of 44 from the field, 30%. 3 of 20, all 3 of those coming in the first half, 15% from behind the arc. 33 rebounds, 16 offensive. That's the big number for the Eagles tonight. 7 assists, 19 turnovers, right at their season average. Actually, let me check that. 20 turnovers. I had one late. that I forgot to put down here. So 20 turnovers tonight, the big number for Jacksonville. Waldron, 20 of 49 from the field, 41%, 39% in the first half, so up that a little bit in the second. 5 of 13 from three-point range, 38%, 21 rebounds, 8 offensive, 15 assists. Good assist number tonight for Waldron, only 6 turnovers. Some individual leaders for Jacksonville. We mentioned during the broadcast two girls with double-figure rebounding numbers. Paige Ledford led the way with 12. She had 7 in the second half. Anna Hubbard with 10, 6 of her 10 coming in the first half. Annabelle Williams with 3 assists. Mariah Day with 2 to lead the Eagles in that assist column. For Waldron in the rebounding column, spread out between about 3 or 4 players, Hannah Sullivan with 5, Abby Adams with 4, Lauren Thomas with 3, and Victoria Shaw, the high, with Sullivan with 5, 3 coming in the second half. Assist numbers, Victoria Shaw, very good night in this column, 4 at halftime, 2 more in the second half for 6, Lauren Thomas with 4, Larrison and Adams with 2, Hannah Sullivan with 1, and I probably missed 1 or 2 on Sullivan. Just a really good all-around game by number 25 tonight.
Time now to name our Aperian Care Player of the Game. Learn more online, aperiancare.com. The separation truly came. We can talk about all the defense. We can talk about a lot of different categories. But if the other team isn't scoring and you finally knock down just a few shots, you see that separation. And it came when Morgan Wood got hot. She finished with a game-high 22.
Yeah, and I thought it was going to take somebody really playing above their average to beat Jacksonville tonight, and Wood was that girl that had the opportunity to do that. Her teammates did a very good job of getting her the ball right in position, good passes. Wood did a nice job, 7 of 11 shooting after only 2 field goals in the first half. Finished the game 7 of 11 in the second half. And the three-pointers were going and going at a high clip in the second half. Morgan Wood, player of the game tonight. Hannah Sullivan, really a tough game. She's just tough. Not saying she had a bad game. She's just tough, and it showed tonight. Waldron needed somebody like that against this Jacksonville team. Sullivan provided that toughness. Victoria Shaw, I thought, made a lot of really good decisions passing the basketball to. She would have an opportunity, but she made one extra pass, got it to a player with a better shot, and 6 assists really helped out tonight for Waldron.
Our next broadcast Friday night, it's a girls-boys doubleheader. Shelbyville at Newcastle for the girls, continuation of, for the boys, the start of the Hoosier Heritage Conference season. For the girls, first for Shelbyville, find Cam Tabor.
Yeah.
And then stay with her.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Nobody has really been able to control her yet this year. Cam Tabor plays on another level. She's a college player right now playing at the high school level, and I'm excited to see her. She'll go to Davidson next year to continue her career. But a big night for Shelbyville boys, mm-hmm. An opportunity to get a road conference win. They've got to come ready to play, and they can get that done at Newcastle. A
couple key players within that, if you don't know, and it'd be hard not to know if you follow high school basketball, Mason Gillis, mm-hmm. The powerful big man for Newcastle, he remains out. May or may not see time later this season, but certainly not this weekend, coming off surgery on a knee to continue to fix a problem there. He's going to Purdue, so not available this game. Luke Bumbelow is still a stud, and mm-hmm. You'd probably give him a tennis racket. He'd probably run out and win in tennis as well. The Bears did something last Saturday night they've not done a lot of, even in the successful seasons. They won the nail biter. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Josh Williams, a fall away with 2 seconds to go, they beat Connersville. Now can they grow from that and go on the road? If you're going to be a title contender and Mason Gillis is not playing, you almost have to win this game.
Yeah, you've got to take advantage. Gillis may come back later, but he's not here now, and you've got this Newcastle team on the road. They haven't played well over there, but they've got to go over there if they want to win and be in contention for that conference championship into February. They've got to win Friday night. They know that, and I expect a big night from Kuhn and Williams, and defensively on Bumbelow. We'll see who draws that assignment. Probably will be a collaboration of players, but Bumbelow, keeping him in check is going to be huge.
On the air Friday night at 5:30. Our coverage tonight has been brought to you by Aperian Care, by Fisher Seeds, Chad Williams, Photography and Design, and Bexie Dealer Dennis Hartman. Our final score again tonight, 49-36, Waldron, the road win at Jacksonville. For Jason Parker, I'm Johnny McCrory. Thanks for being with us. So long, everybody.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball, Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank, Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeVon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment.